It is becoming clear that the Trump administration will not achieve the perceived objectives of the tariff war to contain or damage the Chinese economy. Rather, tariffs are proving counterproductive. The farming community has already started to agitate. Last time, President Trump paid $28 billion to compensate farmers for their losses due to the trade war. But the situation is different this time. The manufacturing sector also depicts a grim picture. There is no short or medium-term solution to build manufacturing capacity. Instead, the trade war has severely impacted well-established industries. The decline in the service sector further aggravates the situation. Meanwhile, the Chinese economy showed strong performance in the first quarter, 5.4% growth, boosting national confidence. China has accelerated efforts to strengthen relations with other partner countries. President Xi's visit to ASEAN was part of this policy. Thus, China is expected to be in a better position to withstand the trade war. It is predicted that President Trump will have to revisit his decision soon. However, anti-China rhetoric and policies will not stop. Why? Because the U.S. blames China for its declining power and problems. Experts believe the U.S. will intensify anti-China rhetoric and policies, launching a three-pronged strategy: internal interference, attacking Chinese ideology, and sabotaging Chinese investments, partners, or friendly countries. First, internal interference will accelerate under the banner of human rights, democracy, liberties, etc. A multifaceted propaganda campaign to malign China would be the starting point. The U.S. will portray a bleak picture of human rights in China, especially concerning Muslims. Xinjiang will be a prime target. Baseless propaganda will reemerge to incite terrorists against China and destabilize the region. Thus, China must prepare for propaganda by presenting an accurate depiction of Xinjiang and its Muslim population. China does not need to fabricate facts, as it has significantly invested in Xinjiang's economic and social development. The CPC's dedication is transforming Xinjiang's fate through investments in the economy, human development, and social sectors. China just needs to highlight and showcase this to the world. For example, in 2024, 40 state-owned entities, SOEs, invested $39.1 billion in Xinjiang across various sectors, including petroleum, natural gas, coal, new energy, and transportation. The agriculture sector thrived, boosting grain production to 23.3 million tons. Xinjiang accounted for 92.3% of the nation's total cotton production, with the cotton and textile industry generating $33.6 billion and providing 1 million jobs in 2024. Agriculture's success is attributed to CPC leadership, investment in modernization, and a strong focus on farmers, helping them build and renovate homes. Tourism also contributed significantly, with estimates suggesting it added $50.1 billion to regional GDP.